This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Liberals have lost their minds all across the Internet. They've even got so far the followers of Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to advocate murdering Steve Scalise. It's just incredible what they get away with on a daily basis. If one Republican, if one white Republican in the history of America had ever said mother effer to Barack Obama, if one white Republican had ever suggested murdering one of the leading Democrats in the United States House or Senate who happened to be black, all hell would break loose. There'd be tar and feathering. They'd hang them high on the town square in Washington, D.C. But you can get away with it when you're talking about a Republican, in particular a white, straight Republican male. You could attack Trump. You could attack Scalise. You could say horrid things, and nobody cares. It's incredible. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. The biggest news of the day, of course, President Trump is taking my advice, or so it seems, and he's seriously considering a national emergency for border security, declaring a national security emergency on the border, and therefore grabbing military funds or national security funds or maybe just funds from every single agency in the government, loose change that each one has. If each one of the government agencies costs up a billion here and a billion there, it's nothing. They've got trillions of dollars of your taxpayer money. They could cobble together $25 billion like I pull a five out of my wallet. No, actually, like I pull a one out of my wallet. No, actually, like I pull a penny out of my little coin jar. That's how easy it is to find $25 billion from various agencies in the federal government. But I was the one, the very first one in the country to say it in columns, newspaper columns, my nationally syndicated column, and I sent it to all the people around President Trump and asked them to hand it to President Trump. My friend Lee, who sees Trump every weekend at Mar-a-Lago when he's there, handed it directly to President Trump. He put it in his breast pocket and said, I will read it. I love everything Wayne Root has to say. I will absolutely read it. And what I said was, you've got to declare a national security emergency and grab the $25 billion from the military budget or the government's budget. And sure enough, he may very well do that. Vice President Pence told reporters today the president has made no decision yet on whether to declare a national emergency. Reporters asked how thoroughly the White House was considering declaring a national emergency and whether such a declaration would get locked up in court challenges. And I said from day one, of course it will. Everything Trump does will get locked up in court challenges. I believe there's already, I saw the number earlier today. I don't have it in front of me. I think there's like 69 court challenges right now in the first 2 years of President Trump from liberal Democrat states. Liberal Democrat governors, liberal Democrat attorney generals, liberal lawyers, 69, I think, is the number in 2 years. And in 4 years of, 8 years of Obama, there were only 40 challenges from Republican conservative states. And in 8 years of George W. Bush, there were only about 40 challenges from liberals. So it's all changed. They've all gone wackadoodle under President Trump. They've lost their mind. They're insane. They need a hug from mommy, a kiss from daddy, and a straitjacket in a rubber room. But President Trump is considering the possibility of declaring a national emergency. And they're also considering what Congress can do or can't do if he does that. What I'm aware of that, Pence said, is they're looking at it and the president is considering it. Pence emphasized Democrats have repeatedly refused to negotiate and that the representatives they sent to talks with administration officials over the weekend were not given any authority to negotiate. Democrats need to start negotiating. He added, one of the things the administration officials and congressional staffers talked about over the weekend was the administration would be willing to address some of the funding needs with emergency supplemental funding. So they're making offers. They're trying to negotiate. Democrats won't because they think Trump gets the heat on this. Now, over the weekend, a very important Democrat who's in charge of, I believe, the Armed Services Committee in the House was asked on one of the Sunday morning shows, can President Trump declare a national security emergency? Maybe someone should be asking how Wayne Root came up with this idea when the rest of you were sitting on your butts with your thumb up your you-know-what. The whole Republican Party is a bunch of morons, other than Donald Trump, who's willing to listen to any good idea. And I gave him that good idea. Declare a national security emergency. Now, that head of the Armed Services Committee, I believe it was, I can't remember his name now. I have it on the tip of my tongue, but I don't have it in front of me. But he was asked on the Sunday morning show, does President Trump have the right to declare a national security emergency and grab the money? His answer was, yes, I think he does. I do believe it'll be tied up in court, he said. And it'll have to go to the Supreme Court for a decision. Well, that's what I said from day one. This all started in November. I wrote this column for the Las Vegas Review Journal in November, and I gave the speech in front of the Wyoming GOP, and I got not one but two standing ovations when I read my column to the Wyoming GOP, and the column said there's many ways that we can get this done, but one thing I know is you got to get it done. So go over Congress's head and declare a national security emergency. And I knew he could do it because Obama did it. And sure enough, here's an article. Obama claimed an emergency in Libya, gave the rebels arms, and then killed their leader. President Trump could claim a state of national emergency on the southern border and build a wall. Obama claimed a state of emergency in Libya, then gave them arms and murdered their leader. Even Democrats know this, correct. Oh, here's the guy whose name is on the tip of my tongue. I knew it was Adam something. Democratic Congressman Adam Smith, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, explained on the morning show on Sunday, President Trump does, in fact, have the authority to use the U.S. military to build a border wall. And, of course, we know he could do it. Look at President Obama. In 2011, Obama declared a national state emergency related to Libya. Obama issued an executive order on Friday evening, February of 2011, imposes immediate sanctions on Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi, his sons, and his accomplices in the slaughter of civilians. In a letter accompanying the order, Obama declared a national emergency of the situation. Obama's national emergency lasted his entire term, was renewed through January of 17, shortly before Trump took over. Obama stated, I've sent to the Federal Register for publication the enclosed notice stating the national emergency declared Executive Order 13566. That's what I said. Use executive order to declare a national emergency. How smart am I? I'm calling the shots here. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, his government, and close associates took extreme measures against the people of Libya, including using weapons of war, mercenaries, wanton violence against unarmed civilians. In addition, it was a serious risk that Libyan state assets would be misappropriated by Gaddafi, members of his government, members of his family, close associates. If the assets aren't protected, the foreglowing circumstances, the prolonged attacks, the increased numbers of Libyans seeking refuge in other countries caused the deterioration in the security of Libya, posed a serious threat to stability, led me to declare a national emergency to deal with this threat. Did anyone sue him over this? I'm not aware. Did anyone sue Obama over this? Obama and his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, not only created a state of national emergency related to Libya, but he then gave the ISIS fighters arms in the region and therefore helped the terrorists overthrow Gaddafi. These thugs eventually captured Gaddafi and murdered him on live television. Hillary Clinton was so proud of the terrorists, she claimed, using a phrase from ancient Rome, we came, we saw, he died. Hillary and the Clinton Foundation made millions on the Libyan quagmire that still goes on to this day. The Obama administration was complicit in the movement of arms in Libya and the Middle East. We're running guns out of the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi. Arms that eventually made it to the hands of U.S. enemies like ISIS and the Taliban. That's why they tried to cover up the 9/11 bombing of the Benghazi embassy and the murder of four brave Americans. They didn't want anyone to know what was really going on. So if Obama could declare a state national emergency related to Libya, give terrorists arms, Trump could declare a state emergency on the southern border and build a wall. It looks like President Trump will address the nation tomorrow night on the crisis on our southern border and will visit the border on Thursday. It's all happening. And get this, broadcast networks are considering snubbing President Trump's immigration address. Do you understand the President of the United States is going to address the nation? Another recommendation I made, a fireside chat on this show. How many times last week did I say President Trump should address the nation like FDR and do a fireside chat with a fireplace in the background? And now he's going to address the nation about national security, and ABC, NBC, and CBS may snub his address, set for 6 p.m. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, the minute my show ends. I'm sure President Trump was waiting just for the moment my show would end. Thank you, President Trump. I'm just kidding. The networks are currently debating whether to air his address. Can you imagine? I mean, you talk about bias against the President of the United States. Do they get national security briefings? How would they know what he's allowed to say? How would they know whether he should have a fireside chat? How would they know if there's a national security emergency? Wow. He's scheduled to visit the southern border on Thursday, and they want to pass up on his address to the nation on Tuesday. Makes sense. Makes total sense, doesn't it? And here's more good news, by the way. The IRS will issue tax refunds during the shutdown, easing pressure to reach a deal. Following panic reports, the IRS won't issue refunds during the government shutdown. Guess what? The Trump White House went into action. Acting Director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, Russell Voigt, told reporters tax refunds will go out, easing pressure on Trump to reach a deal. This decision comes as relief to many taxpayers who file the taxes as soon as the filing season begins to claim their refund checks, which averaged $2,899 last year. The IRS hasn't yet announced a start date to file tax returns this year, but says it's on track to begin in late January, early February. Former IRS Commissioner Mark Everson noted that people were unable to get their refunds. There'd be excruciating pressure on lawmakers to reach an agreement. So President Trump, brilliant man that he is, and the Trump White House got into action and made sure the IRS will, in fact, release refunds to taxpayers. So no rush to end the government shutdown until we get our wall. We're going to get our wall. One way or the other, we're going to get our wall. Be relentless. I wrote The Power of Relentless, President Trump. Be relentless. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I am the warrior. I really am. Born Wayne Allen Root. Warrior. Get it? Warrior. My name actually is part of warrior. I'm a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state income taxes are zero, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stolz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Most caller-friendly show in America. You call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email address. My Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. And we do have a caller, and so when I get one, I like to take it. You know, most of our callers come in hour number three. We go call crazy on national TV combined with USA Radio and Newsmax TV. But when callers come in during the first 2 hours, I like to grab them if I have a pause. So I'll grab them. Dane from Las Vegas. Dane, you're on the line with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Listen, I think President Trump's going to be in every right tomorrow to announce what I believe we all think, and you called, that there's going to be a national emergency at the border. And there is. You're getting 2,000 people a day crossing that border. God knows who they are, with drugs, murderers, health issues, et cetera. And there is the Insurrection Act of 1807, I think he'll be well within the means of declaring that act, because this is an invasion. And if you don't think it's an invasion, California just went from DEFCON 4 with Jerry Brown, a moonbeam, to DEFCON 5 with any Newsom, Gruesome, Newsom. So the California border is the worst of the worst. And it's not getting any better. So President Trump is well within his means to do what he's going to do tomorrow. And God bless him for doing it. And I'm glad you're right there behind him, Wayne, and you're calling it like you see it. And you're the best handicapper out there right now.
Thank you, sir. And I think I had something to do with this one, so I feel very proud of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Dane, thanks. Appreciate the call. Call in number, as always, is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Here's some good examples of the insanity of liberals. Ocasio-Cortez followers advocate murdering Steve Scalise. Ocasio-Cortez and Scalise were tweeting back and forth, you know, on Twitter. They were tweeting, having a battle on Twitter. And interesting, some of the people said, snipe his ass, meaning a sniper should shoot him dead. Remember, Steve Scalise is the guy who was shot by a sniper and came so close to dying and so close to never walking again, or maybe being paralyzed for life. And then another one said, she's got better aim, meaning Ocasio-Cortez, than James Hutchinson. That's for sure. James Hutchinson is the guy who was the sniper who tried to murder Republicans at a softball practice in Alexandria, Virginia, and shot Steve Scalise along with several others, but he was the one who almost died. Can you imagine how sick these people are? Yeah, I can, because I get lots of death threats, and they say nasty things to me, and they really are disgusting people. Samuel L. Jackson. Who's ever going to watch him again? Who's ever going to go to any of his movies? Who's ever going to buy his credit card promotions? Samuel L. Jackson backs Rashida Tlaib and says, that mother effer is too good to waste on that canker sore. I just want to wholeheartedly endorse your use of clarity and purpose when declaring your mother effing goal last week, Samuel L. Jackson tweeted at Rashida Tlaib. Calling that mother effer a mother effer is not an issue. Calling that president is. The Pulp Fiction star concluded his tweet with the hashtag, mother effer is too good to waste on that canker sore. He's an outspoken critic of President Trump. He is synonymous with the expletive mother effer due to his use of the term in hit movies such as Pulp Fiction and Snakes on a Plane. In June, the actor came under fire for dedicating a tweet to the president for his birthday, which included an anti-gay slur. You know, these people are just nuts. I mean, I realize you have $1 billion in the bank, Samuel Jackson, but you just ruined your career because no one's going to your movies anymore. And California Governor Gavin Newsom takes office, vows to fight Trump's corruption and incompetence. Can you imagine? Never said anything about Hillary and Bill Clinton's corruption and incompetence. Never said anything about Obama's corruption and incompetence. Never said anything about Obama using the IRS to destroy my life. But Trump's got corruption and incompetence as he tries to save the nation from commies like you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will deliver a primetime address regarding border security. For the longest time, the president has been pushing for a wall, but now the president says,
We'll build a steel barrier. Steel. It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive and it'll be stronger. And we're able to use our great companies to make it. That gives us great strength at the border.
As the partial government shutdown continues, the White House says the IRS will continue to give out tax refunds even if the government is shut down when they're due to go out. The outgoing governor of Tennessee is granting clemency to a woman who killed a man she claims trafficked her for sex in 2004. Sonoda Brown says the man she killed brought her for sex when she was 16 years old. She's been locked up for 15 years, and Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam commuted her life sentence, and she's due to be released on parole in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible Investments CEO, great friend of mine. Every sponsor of this show is a great friend of mine. These are not strangers I found out on the street, hat in hand. You know, I go after all my buddies, and they all advertise on Wayne Allen Root's national radio and national TV shows. All great friends. And Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. He's been interviewed on CNBC. He's been featured in Fortune magazine. And he's the guy that's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. And, of course, the Dow's down 4,000 points. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. But who knows if it's over. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever before, I love this. This is a little new twist for a precious metals company. If you've ever in your life bought gold or silver and you've got the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. You've got to be a qualified client and you've got to have a receipt to prove that you bought gold or silver ever in your life. But if you can show them proof that you bought it or show them your account, you've got a gold account, they're giving you a $199 coin free. And Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So if you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, call now to get your $199 gold gift free today. Tangible Investments, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They have done billions of dollars in transactions, billions with a B, and they could show you how to protect your assets, and you also get a $199 gold gift free. Call 800-780-9000. Thank you for sponsoring the show again. They were with us for about 6 months in 2018, and now they're back again in 2019. Thank you, Tangible Investments. Neil Monroe is back with us. He is the Breitbart News editor and a reporter. The website's Breitbart.com, one of my favorite sites, go-to sites to go to every morning. And also, you know, every morning I go to Breitbart and every afternoon I go there right before the show to print out all the articles I want to talk about. So great stuff at Breitbart. Thank you, Neil Monroe. Welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here.
Happy New Year, brother.
Yeah. It's going to be a very exciting new year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's that old famous Chinese philosopher said? May you live in interesting times. We live in interesting times, no question. And it's good for talk radio, so I'm not complaining. So the big news, I mean, I began the whole show, everything was about the fact that President Trump is calling some sort of a fireside chat tomorrow night to the nation. I don't know yet whether any of the networks are going to cover it. That's amazing to me. But he has outlined a border spending plan. And the question is, can he fund the wall without congressional approval? And Neil Monroe, I don't know if you know this, but the first guy in the country to recommend this to President Trump was yours truly. I wrote about it in my nationally syndicated newspaper column, and then I sent it and got it directly into President Trump's hands. And I said, you got to go over Congress's head. You got to declare a national security emergency, as many other past presidents have done, and then go get the money from either the military budget, Pentagon budget, national security budget, or every single agency in government. It doesn't matter. Let each one chip in a billion. But you can do this. You do have the authority to use executive order to do this. And so I recommended it. I put it in his hand. Now he's talking about it vociferously, and I think it might wind up happening. So I'm very proud of myself for that. Tell me what you think.
Okay. That's going to be a colossal fight. And it's highly likely that many Republicans will ditch Obama, sorry, the President Trump, if he tries it. The GOP Republicans in the Senate, they rely on these rules to maximize their power.
Right.
The House, the Democrats, too, will do this. So they will look for ways to oppose the president on this. The president clearly has some authority to move small amounts of money. But after that, Congress will complain, and judges are going to side with the establishment on this one. It's going to be a furious fight.
Yeah, well, you don't, I mean, of course it's going to be fierce. I said that the day I recommended it, but it's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. And the question is, can you win 5-4 or are you going to lose 5-4? It depends where probably Justice John Roberts goes. I mean, he's the one that votes for Republicans 80% of the time, but 10-20% of the time he kills us on really big issues like Obamacare, and which way he goes would determine whether this works. But you got no chance, Neil, now. None. They're never giving you $25 billion. I don't think there's any chance you're getting $5 billion, let alone $25 billion. But if they give you $5 billion or $3 billion, it's never going to be used for the wall, and even if it is used for the wall, you'll never get the second tranche because they're going to try to defeat you in 20, and you may never see it. So your best shot is to see what the Supreme Court says. Why not? You got nothing to lose. Yes, it's a one out of two shot.
Right. It costs you nothing to complain. Everybody in Washington hates the guy anyway, so a little bit of more hatred does no harm. And Democrats have used this go to Congress, go to the Supreme Court over the years. They've pushed the laws and the nation to the left by simply getting their friends in the judiciary to invent new laws. Justice Brennan, one of the leading advocates of this, his constitutional principle was not what's in the Constitution, but five votes. That's what he used to say. Get me five votes and it becomes the Constitution.
Are you an Irish lad? I hear that Irish voice. What's
Once
going on
was.
There?
I describe myself now as ex-Irish, rather than an immigrant.
But born and raised in Ireland, I gather, yes?
Yeah, in the 1970s and 80s.
There you go. I'm a New York boy, and I've met plenty of Irishmen in my day, so I knew I detected an accent there. Hey, one of your notes here says, revealed White House outlines border spending plans. Is that something new that I don't know about? Are there new border spending plans and a certain amount of money has been allocated? What's happening with that?
Okay, that's basically, it's a negotiation paper they sent over to the Democrats. Here's the $5.7 billion we want for the border wall. We also want $563 million for judges. We want an extra $800 million to keep migrants in detention. We want $631 million for drug screening devices for cars. But it's a negotiating strategy. I mean, they're telling the Democrats, okay, look, this is what we want to spend on the border. And meanwhile, Democrats are saying, well, we'll give you B and P and F, but we're not giving you A. They really, really don't want to spend money on the wall. And the wall money, the reason why they object to the wall is arguably philosophical. Nancy Pelosi was on TV the other day saying, we hate the wall because it tells Americans that we're on our own, that it tells Americans, it shuts Americans off from the outside world. It's a ridiculous claim, since no matter how high the wall is, foreigners and Americans can fly around the world. It doesn't shut us off from the world at all. But they have persuaded themselves that the wall is some kind of nativist, reactionary, primitive, visceral impulse from people they despise. And so it has become a political symbol where the Democrats are incapable of agreeing to money for a wall. They may okay some money for a fence, but the Democrats are basically talking themselves into wild extremes that will prove very difficult for them for the next 2 years and for the 2020 election.
All right, well, there's two things in life that I fight against 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One of them is Democrats, liberals, et cetera, commies, socialists, Marxists. They call themselves Democrat liberals. They're not, Neil. They're kidding themselves. They're all commies. But the second thing I fight against is establishment GOP. They're almost as bad. And, you know, the only difference is they believe in capitalism, but they don't think you and I should enjoy it. They want all the money to go to their corporate lackeys, and the rest of us are supposed to get nothing, get shut out. And so I see here in your notes that the GOP's business wing wants Trump to trade away for the wall. They don't mind if he gets the wall as long as he trades away his lower immigration levels and his higher wage policies. So tell us how that would work. What is it that they want him to do exactly?
Okay, so the Democratic Party is half run by the business guys. And the business guys, they like immigration because it brings in more customers and it brings in cheaper workers. And so what they are, in effect, they're telling Trump now, look, you can have your wall, and you know what you should give the Democrats? Not some public policy promise on infrastructure or health care or the environment. We want you to trade away the policy you won the 2016 election, your higher American policy. They want, basically, the president to agree to bring in more immigrants, to bring in more visa workers in order to hold down prices. Business has been rational. Wages are going up because the economy has expanded beyond the supply of workers. This is great. It drives up wages and it forces companies to spend more money on labor-saving devices. But the companies just want higher profits and cheaper labor, so they're urging the president to kill off the higher American, lower immigration policy, which is driving the economy. It's a very short-term, self-serving view, but it's bad for the economy, and it's bad for wages and salaries and productivity.
Right, but maybe, I'm just saying this out loud because it's the first time I've heard of this, maybe it's worth it to trade it away to get the wall, because if you get the wall, then the people aren't coming in anyway. So what do you care about the other stuff? They're not going to be there. You know, it's not like, you know, you trade away the wall and there'll still be millions of immigrants coming in, because there won't be, because you got a wall. So if the wall theoretically works, maybe you could trade some of this way and worry about this stuff later.
Yeah, that's what their pitch will be, and it's partly true. But we're getting, so illegal immigrants now, a couple hundred thousand a year. It's going to rise very fast as the cartels expand their business to India and China and bring in more workers, an unlimited supply of workers. But for the moment, legal immigration and visa workers are much bigger suppliers of cheap labor than illegal immigration. And that's what business wants to protect and expand. Republicans say we want a high wall with really big gates to bring in workers. And that's what they care about. That's the only thing they care about.
Yeah, I get it. Believe me, it's a never-ending fight. It just never ends between the liberal commie left and between the the big government establishment rhinos, Republicans, and name only corporate wing. It's a never-ending fight, and that's within the Republican Party. It's a never-ending fight, but outside the Republican Party, we're surrounded. Just everybody's bad. We're fighting everybody bad. President Trump's trying his best to survive in that disgusting nest in D.C. Neil Monroe, Breitbart News. Website, Breitbart.com. Go there every morning. Thanks, Neil. Be right back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, trying to keep my doctor suggests voice alive. I'm just sucking on my doctor suggests lozenges. For now, what I got to say, Wayne Root's voice is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. I should put that plaque on my throat. My Doctor Suggests Colonial Silver lozenges are amazing. I was just sucking on a cherry one in the break while I was talking to Chris, my board op, to keep my voice alive. I do so much talking each day before I ever get on the radio. It's unbelievable. But I talk on the radio 720 hours a year, just on the radio, separate from everything else. And all my throat problems are a thing of the past. My throat is a workhorse now. That's where my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges come in. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. And the silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. The way to get them is not in the store. It's to call and tell them Wayne Root sent you. Call 866-660-9868. Repeat, 866, toll free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off automatically. 866-660-9868. 660-9868. Happy New Year. Thanks, My Doctor Suggests. I think one of the most important news stories in America, other than the insanity of Democrats and the importance of the wall and Trump doing a fireside chat tomorrow night, separate from all that, and wanting that wall, the big news is this great American blue state exodus going on. And I caught an article out there at Zero Hedge about this. People are fleeing the Northeast. But the problem is they don't leave their own values behind with their own lives. They're so stupid. The most talked about story of the day is the real humanitarian tragedy. It's the story of a great wave of miserable humanity fleeing oppressive regimes to find a better life. We're speaking about Americans who flee the Northeast to settle in the South and the Southwest, like here in Vegas. We're once again the fast-growing city, the fast-growing state. Nevada's number one. Vegas is number one. It's unbelievable. Everybody's moving here, and then they move here, and guess what happens? We vote Democrat. Other than gorgeous fall colors, there's not much to like about the blue states crushed together in the top right-hand corner of the American map. The climate sucks. The cities are over. The general mood cold, indifferent. There's almost no sun, and practically the only decent food is that which has been culturally appropriated from other parts of the world. I didn't write this. Someone else wrote it. It's just interesting to read it. To make things worse, the taxes are sky high, and the laws are all over the place. So many laws, so many regulations, so many rules. Corrupt politicians rule with an iron fist. Individual freedom unheard of. You know, one of the great examples, this is a great example, I think, is that, and I lived for many years in New York, and then I lived for many years in California, and now I've lived for many years in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I know the difference. And first of all, they steal somewhere around 15% of your money in state income taxes. If you count property taxes and sales taxes, they're probably taking 25% of your money, and then the federal government takes the other 50, so really you're only left with 25% of your money when you live in those godforsaken places with high taxes, like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts, otherwise known as tax Massachusetts and Maryland, which isn't really Northeast, it's Mid-Atlantic, but it's super high tax. And then, of course, you've got Illinois, and then you've got California. Those are the highest tax places to live in the United States of America, and it just doesn't make any sense at all to live there, being that the sun's rarely out, and the food does suck, by the way, compared to Las Vegas, and the sun's always out here, and the taxes are sky high. And then the other big thing is personal freedom. Great example, driving. You know, there's cameras, red light cameras, all over these big government, big brother states. And we have not allowed that to happen. I'm not hopeful that's going to continue. I think now the Democrats are taking charge of Nevada. It's all going to get ruined. And yours truly, Wayne Root, is going to wind up doing the show from either Park City, Utah, or Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which both of which are kind of cold in the winter, but I like skiing, so I could probably live through it. But I don't want to go. I love Las Vegas. I don't want to go if I don't have to, but I may have to. There may just be no choice. But they're going to ruin everything, and I think they're going to raise taxes, and I think they're going to end the zero tax state, and they're going to dramatically raise property taxes, they're going to dramatically increase regulations in Nevada, and they're probably going to add, I'll bet you anything, they cannot resist adding cameras at every red light, because of course that's millions in revenues. That's why they allowed pot. Right? Pot wasn't legalized here because they thought, ooh, it's nice to let our people smoke pot if they want to. No. They legalized pot because it was dollar signs. They just wanted the money. The people in government and the politicians and the bureaucrats are such greedy, horrible, evil human beings. They don't care what pot does to you or your brain. They don't care how many car accidents it causes. They don't care if it gives you more freedom and you wanted it. All they care about is they saw dollar signs and it gives them more money. And you know what the best proof of that is? Despite dollar signs, they won't let us have a lottery in Nevada. I think we're one of the only states in America besides Utah that doesn't have a lottery. I think Utah and Texas maybe don't have a lottery. And that's about it in the whole country. And you know why they won't allow a lottery, even though everything with them is about dollar signs? Because they're bought and paid for by the casino CEOs. And the casinos don't want a lottery because there'd be money that comes from them, which has got to be the stupidest, most short-sighted argument I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, it's just absolutely idiotic. Because you could set it up so the lottery tickets have to be bought at the casinos. So there'd be long lines inside the casino. People would not only waste their money on the lottery, but on the way out they'd buy something or they'd go gamble. They'd play the one-armed slots, the one-armed bandits. So you'd make lots of money with lottery. But they're just so greedy, they want to suck every dollar themselves. But the exodus from New Jersey is unreal. I'll read the rest of this to you when we get back. There's an exodus from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut that is so massive, nobody wants to live there anymore. No one wants their stupid speed cameras. Nobody wants their taxes. No one wants their regulations. No one wants their massive property taxes. Got to get out of the Northeast and high tax states. Wayne Allyn Root, Warnow.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.